India, Zimbabwe, the West Indies, and South Africa go undefeated through the group stage of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. The Super 8s have been decided. We are going to get into it right here. So, India, top of Group A, with Pakistan coming in second. Zimbabwe, top of Group B, go undefeated. They get a washout against Ireland. They beat Sri Lanka, and they beat Australia. They win the other game also. They top Group B, with Sri Lanka coming in the second spot in Group B. Group C, West Indies go undefeated. They beat England. They beat Nepal. They beat everyone else. Top of the table there. England in the number two spot out of Group C. And in Group D, South Africa go undefeated. New Zealand coming in at number two. Now, there's these very interesting thoughts here on how this all runs coming into Super 8s. There's some upsets. There was some kind of upsets. There was some almost upsets. I'm going to get into it. Biggest upsets. The biggest upset, which what we had picked here on the show, Zimbabwe beat Australia. Big upset, okay? And it wasn't a big upset for me. I saw it coming. But Sri Lanka also beats Australia. And Sri Lanka and Zimbabwe essentially knock Australia out of the World Cup. They're gone. Now, in secret news, Australia had the second ranking. They were the number two ranked team in the world. They have lost that. They have lost their second number two ranking in the world. They are now tied second with, I'm going to call it third, with England. We're going to get into the ranking system later. But Australia, they're gone. England almost loses to Nepal. Nepal could have upset England. Afghanistan could have upset South Africa. Could have won against South Africa. I thought Afghanistan, they had the bad rub of the green here, Afghanistan. They had the group of death. They had New Zealand and South Africa, I think, were the two hardest teams to have inside of the pool. Afghanistan almost beat South Africa. Couldn't get it done. And the Netherlands drop a catch against Pakistan. And that essentially costs USA a chance to go through to Super 8s. If Nepal beats England, it doesn't matter because England still lost their other games. And Nepal, on net run rate, England still would have gone ahead of them. Afghanistan, even if they beat South Africa, still wouldn't have gone ahead. They lose to New Zealand. They don't have a good enough net run rate. They still don't go through. But if Pakistan loses to the Netherlands, if they take that catch, if Odell takes the catch against Pakistan, USA would have jumped above Pakistan. Pakistan and USA that game. Pakistan obviously played better than USA in that game. And you could also even argue if USA took the catch against Sky, they would have beat India. That would have been even more crazy. But the Netherlands essentially cost USA a chance to go to the Super 8s. So the moves into the Super 8 stage, the seeding is already predetermined. The ranking system for your T20 rankings determine how these groups play out. And what's happened is that we actually have, in Group 1, we have all the number one seeds coming out of the groups playing each other. India, South Africa, West Indies, and Zimbabwe are all going to play in Group 1. And they were all undefeated teams. In Group 2 in the Super 8s, you have New Zealand, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, and England. All the teams that came second in their pools. Now, these are decided by the ICC T20i rankings, which is why I'm making a big fuss about Australia and how the rankings work. Because I don't think this is done correctly. I'm going to explain to you how this ranking system works. I had to look into it to find out how it worked because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I'm going to break it down. In the simplest terms on how the ranking system works, it doesn't take into account wins. It takes into account the rating system works by dividing points scored by the match series total, and that's done in a whole number, and it's compared with the batting average, and that is how you decide who has the ranking system. It's by points scored in the series, not by wins. Because essentially, if you had a five-game series and you had three close losses, but you had two really big wins and you lost the series, you would still have a higher ranking than the team that you lost to because it goes on points scored. I don't think it's how it should be. I think it should be on wins. Wins matter. It doesn't matter if you win by one run, you win by 100 runs. A win's a win. If you win a series 3-2, you should have the priority in the ranking system. And with that being said, Australia is in at number two. Now they're equal third, in the ranking system. I put Australia all the way down at eight. I had Australia 8 in my rankings coming into the World Cup, and I'm standing on them being at 8 without Pat Cummins, without Steve Smith, without Mitchell Stark, without Josh Hazlewood. They just don't hold any weight the way they used to. When you go back to see their wins, when you compare series wins, they had Warner, they had Finch, they had Cummins, they had Hazlewood, they had Stark, they had Smith. Without them, they're just a regular cricket team. They're not like the pinnacle cricket team of the past. They're not like India that can rotate amazing batters in. We lost Sharma, we lost Kohli, and in come Ishan Kishan, Abhishek Sharma, like Dubey. They're just like bringing new people in on the same caliber. Australia isn't doing that. So I have them down at 8. I go right now, if I was to rank them, I would go India, South Africa, New Zealand, West Indies, England. England going down a little further. Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Australia, Bangladesh, Zimbabwe, Afghanistan, Ireland, Netherlands, Scotland, USA, Namibia, Italy. Italy up from 27th spot into what I have them in now with 17, up 10 more spots. Nepal, UAE, Canada, and Oman. Italy, I said, a 27th spot making the World Cup. They have shown they are a world-class team. And all these associate nations have had a chance to almost beat a big team in this World Cup. Netherlands almost beat Pakistan. Nepal almost beats England. And it's just unfortunate that the non-associate teams don't get to play often. They don't get to play often enough. And the players playing in these teams, unless you're the top, top guy, you're not playing in franchise cricket around the world. So if we can get more of these, you know, more of the players from the non-associate teams playing in franchise cricket, having more associate teams playing non-associate teams in regular play during the year, it would just make it better for these teams and it bring it closer together because these teams are bridging the gap. The gap is being bridged, especially in T20 cricket. Those non-associate teams are just that one small step behind, and it just comes from experience and being in those big games and being in those big moments. Think about Nepal. They needed 10 runs in that last over. They should have got that done, but just big moments, they weren't able to do it. So it's my thoughts on that and the ranking system. So the Super 8 set, let's have a look at who's going to win. I really feel like Zimbabwe has a chance to make another upset here. They've got India in there. They've got South Africa in there. There's a chance where they could take down either one of those or the West Indies. I think Zimbabwe are going to be the dark horse in here. I think New Zealand has the easiest route. I think they are in the best pool to make something happen for them. To rank how it looks seed-wise, even though they've gone into the same pool, I think it would go India, South Africa, West Indies, Zimbabwe as the four top teams, and they're all in one pool. And then it would be New Zealand, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, and England. I think England have probably played the worst of the cricket here. They lost to the West Indies. They almost lost to Nepal. Pakistan, you know, had a good game against USA, but almost lost to Netherlands. They lost to India. Sri Lanka lost to Zimbabwe, so have Zimbabwe above them. New Zealand lost to South Africa, but close game, and New Zealand, I think, could have a chance. So as it moves through, I would say coming out of the groups, New Zealand and Sri Lanka come out of group two, and take a pick out of the other teams, I'm just going to go out and limb and say India, Zimbabwe. Or I guess I could even go so crazy and go West Indies, Zimbabwe. That's crazy. Like, I don't know how you could ever pick group one right now. Like, India are the fragilest they've ever been. I think there's a real chance that someone could beat India. And we get a situation in group one where everyone beats everyone once. I think there's a reality where someone could lose and then it comes down to net run rate. Net run rate in group one is going to be really important. Is a reality where that happens. Like we saw with Italy, Scotland, and Nepal, everyone beat the other one in a kind of like a weird cycle. That could happen in group one. So it could be anything. And I'm just going to say Zimbabwe could have some big upsets here. New Zealand has a better track of going into the finals when it gets there, anyone's game. But let me know who you think is going to get through to group the four and who's going to go on and win. Also, we're going to touch on some MVPs and who has been standout performers of this World Cup. I have to mention Shadleys Van Kalsvaak of USA. I'm going to go through some of his stats. These stats are wild, okay? 13 wickets he has. 13 wickets in the group stage. He is the top of a leaderboard when it comes to wicket takers. His total figures are 13 for 101. Off, how many overs is this? Off, he's bowled 89 balls. He almost didn't bowl a full over against one of the teams. He only bowled 2.5 overs in one of the things. His economy, 6.85 at a strike rate of 6.8. He's getting a wicket every 7 balls, which is insane. He bowled 38 dot balls. And he's 13 wickets off 89 balls. That's just insane. Insane. And most of these deliveries are off cutters, slower balls. Just hitting the pitch in the right way, deceiving the batter, you know, doing something different. He doesn't bowl express pace, but he's getting it done. Got to give a shout out to Shadow for being a top wicket taker in the T20 World Cup. And when it comes to runs for the T20 World Cup, we've got a couple of top contenders. We got Farhan from Pakistan, 220 runs. We got Nisanka with a beautiful 100. He has 199 runs. Mendes, also from Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka up there and two of the top run scorers. They've scored most of their runs. Aiden Markram looking really good. He's got 178 runs. His average is up to 60, and he's striking at 163. Looking really good right now, Markram. Ishan Kishan and Brian Bennett. Some of the top batting performances. I think he's a standout performer, Brian Bennett from Zimbabwe. If someone doesn't pick him up in PSL or IPL or MLC, if someone doesn't pick him up, they got to pick him up. He's doing really well. Tim Savert from New Zealand, obviously doing very, very well. And Upendra Singh Iri, he's doing very good. A couple of not outs for Nepal. Also should be picked up around the world, looking very good there. So there's some of your best batting performances. Also in the wickets column, Shadley Van Kelsvik, just the top of everyone there. Gotta love that. So, team, that is your wrap coming out of the group stage into the Super 8. Let me know all your thoughts below and who you think's gonna win the T20 World Cup.